You're listening to the Choose You Podcast, episode 17. Hey guys, my name is Carmen Sakurai. I'm a life strategist certified in cognitive behavioral coaching and dialectical behavioral therapy. I specialize in codependence recovery and an advocate for victims of narcissistic abuse. On this episode, I'll be giving you some coping strategies to help survive COVID-19 lockdown while living with a narcissist or other toxic people. Let's begin. During traumatic life experiences, such as the one we're currently experiencing globally, it's normal for emotions to blow up and overwhelm us. Add this to the fact that you're locked in with someone with a personality disorder. Someone who has black and white thinking, who's convinced that whenever anything goes wrong, it's always the fault of what's around them. And who gets the blame? You and possibly your children. This is quite similar to being locked in with a wild animal. They can be in a calm state and you think everything is fine, but their attacks and tantrums do not come with a warning. You're constantly walking on eggshells and you still get jabbed from all directions. So I'm going to give you 10 things you can do to help survive this lockdown while taking care of your mental and emotional health. Now, it's important to keep in mind that you're adjusting your thoughts and behavior so you can survive this current situation. This environment has the potential to wreak havoc mentally, emotionally, and physically. So we're going to try to lessen the strain and burden that's been imposed on you. Number one, prepare yourself for the conflict you normally face daily with the narc. And prepare your response so you won't be taken by surprise. Do this in the morning when you shower or meditate. For example, if you know you'll be criticized about your appearance, remind yourself, this person behaves like an angry child, kicking and screaming, "You're ugly, you're not my friend anymore," when another child refuses to share a toy. Another one is, he or she blames me for everything, including things they've done, but I won't engage. I'll listen and say I understand and keep myself safe from outbursts. Preparing yourself for the conflicts with the narc helps you stay one step ahead and in control of your thoughts. Otherwise, you'll always feel like you're caught by surprise, being attacked out of nowhere, where in reality, stuff like this happens regularly. Number two, review, adjust, and defend your boundaries. So boundaries are the mental, emotional, and physical limits to how others can treat you, behave around you, and what they can expect from you. Not only do boundaries defend us from being violated by others, they help us to clearly distinguish who we are and what we need from other people and their needs. This is important because if you're a codependent or someone who overfunctions, you tend to melt into others and the line between you and the other person gets blurred out. But boundaries will help you separate your thoughts and feelings from that of another person's. And even if you think you have strong boundaries, it's a good idea to occasionally reflect on your rules and make any adjustments. For example, I review my boundaries anytime I feel uncomfortable after an encounter with another person. I ask, why do I feel this way? Did I say yes to something I really wanted to say no to? Did I allow someone to say or behave in a way that isn't okay with me? And am I making excuses for people again? I also want to point out that there's a difference between knowing our boundaries versus setting and enforcing them. It's easy to say, I'm not going to let anyone treat me like trash, without realizing we've been making excuses for why someone is treating us badly, right? I've explained all of this in detail in episode 8, so I encourage you to take a listen, and I've also included a link to my free boundaries worksheet in the show notes. Number 3, emotionally detach. The attachment we have to the narcissist is incredibly dangerous because it's a very unhealthy dependence of the victim to the abuser. Most survivors mistaken this attraction as love, but it's not. It's an addiction to the relief you felt when the abuser threw scraps of attention your way after a prolonged period of ignoring you and treating you like trash. So in order to detach, it's not only necessary to enforce no contact or low contact, but also to do emotional no contact, where you stop depending on the toxic person for approval and validation. Stop making the toxic person responsible for your happiness and peace. By doing this, you're basically saying, you can't make or break me. You are irrelevant. Because they are. Narcissists can't make you happy. They can't make you whole. They can't even do that for themselves, which is why they rely on the people and things around them to supply them with an identity and sense of worth. You know, you can get more from a cute little pet, they give you unconditional love, or even a plant, because plants provide oxygen. The only real thing a narc can give is false hope and trauma. Number 4, don't engage and don't take the bait. I know how tempting it is to respond with an attitude or snap back when the narcissist is going on and on doing the victim thing, like nobody is suffering as much as they are. Or when they're doing the bratty toddler thing and lashing out on you for running low on toilet paper. Give them neutral responses to make them feel heard or acknowledged. Remember, the goal is to maintain peace, to keep your stress and anxiety levels low. So some examples are, okay, I hear you. I understand. If you make dinner and they say something inconsiderate, like, this dinner is awful, respond with, I'm sorry to hear that. Or, oh, okay, I'll try something different next time. Here are more neutral responses. Let me think about that. You could be right. That's one way you can look at it. Also, narcissists like to talk out of their butts, give incorrect information, and pass them off as fact. For example, if they declare, the sky is brown, then you can simply respond with, oh, that's interesting. I know how frustrating it can be to communicate with a narcissist, and I keep myself centered and in control by reminding myself that NPDs have an emotional age of about 5. So not only are they immature, but they're disordered. That's how you need to view and tackle all of this. I also want you to learn the sandwich feedback. I covered this in episode 12 about working with narcissists. If there's something you absolutely must ask a narc to do, how you approach them, especially at this time, is important. And a technique called the sandwich feedback is very effective. This involves discussing the correction you want made in a positive way, which is sandwiched between two praises. So let's say the narcissist you're quarantined with wants pizza for dinner every single day, and you want something different. It'll go something like this. The first layer of the sandwich: I think it's fun having pizza for dinner with you. It reminds me of when we were still in college. The second layer: but remember that pasta restaurant where you became addicted to the spaghetti and meatballs? The third layer: I think it would be nice to relive that experience with you too. So instead of pointing out your complaint like, I'm sick and tired of pizza, we're always eating freaking pizza, you shine the spotlight on the result you want in a positive way. It takes a little bit of practice, but once you get a hang of it, you can pretty much sandwich any request you might have for the narcissist. So again, it goes like this. I think it's fun having pizza for dinner with you. It reminds me of when we were still in college. But remember that pasta restaurant where you became addicted to their spaghetti and meatballs? I think it would be so nice to relive that with you too. Number 5, flatter them. Again, I've talked about this on episode 12. Narcissists get high on attention and admiration, so if you want them to do something, the best way is to tell them what you appreciate about them and why they're the best person for the task. They'll do it for the reward and applause. For example, if you need a doorknob fix, say, the doorknob is acting wonky. I could try to figure it out, but somehow you just know how to fix these things. Will you please work your magic? It can feel manipulative, but dealing with a narcissist is much like handling a small child. Give them praise and offer your attention while they're working on what you ask them to do, because feeling special will motivate them to see this through. Throw them some nice words just for the heck of it, too. You're looking focused today. Or, I like that shirt on you. Little compliments will feed their ego and keep them satisfied for a little while. Feeding the ego is only temporary, which is what you're doing. But when the wild beast is busy snacking on his or her treat, that's peace time for you, and that's the whole point. Number 6, self-care. Practicing self-care is so very important during this time, and you don't even have to go to the spa to treat yourself. You can listen to guided meditations online, take advantage of online mindfulness tools, watch relaxing videos and comedies, check out some of the adult coloring book apps. There are plenty of free selections available. You can put on soothing music, learn to prepare simple, healthy snacks that you can treat yourself with whenever you want. Self-care also includes exercise. I made a list of free workouts that you can download on your smartphone, as well as workout plans on YouTube. The link is in the show notes. Number 7, identify your support. Maintain contact with family members, friends, and neighbors through safe outlets like FaceTime, email, phone calls, and text messages. reach out and lean on people who get you. This is a very sensitive time, and you do not need to attach yourself to those who are not looking out for you. Reach out to me if you'd like. If you have questions you want me to answer or just vent to someone who's been there, you can text me. Get details at carmensakurai.com/textcoach. And again, I've added the link to the show notes. Number 8, have a daily routine. Living with a narcissist and other toxic people can pull your heart, mind, and body in all different directions. This leaves you either catering to the narcissist or stuck in your head with your frustrations. What you need is a daily routine to keep yourself structured and stable. This is so you have something to guide you back to your reality after dealing with the narcissist. What I suggest is to take time to plan your daily and weekly schedule. It may sound like a big pain in the butt, but it'll actually make it easier for you to organize your days. Try and keep the same morning routine that you had before the lockdown. For example, block out specific times to do work from home. And if your school has transitioned to online classes, make sure to follow your class schedules and attend lectures. And if you have kids, please help them establish a routine as well. This includes waking up and going to bed at the same time, scheduling school and break times, as well as family activity times. This will provide them with a sense of security and predictability, which is important for the child's development. Number 9, find new hobbies. What's something you've been wanting to try but never had time for? Do you want to learn to cook? How about dance or knit? Learn a new language? How to program a video game? Play an instrument? There are so many free resources online that you can learn and get ideas from. Recipes, dance instruction, knitting and crocheting, game programming tutorials, and music lessons. Ask Google. You'll get lots of options. Number 10, prepare to get out if necessary. If your life is in danger, if the narcissist is physically hurting you or even threatening to harm you and children too, if you have them, you'll need to get help and find a safe place where you will be protected. I'm going to be honest with you. If the abuser is physically violent, leaving is the most dangerous time, so please carefully think of a plan. The National Domestic Violence Hotline is open 24/7, and they include the option to text chat when you need to keep the conversation discreet. You can also download the My Plan app, which is available in the App Store and Google Play, and it has strategies for what to do if you're staying with an abuser, and it also has information for friends and family members, so please take a look at that. I've put all the links and resources mentioned here on the show notes. Being locked in with a narcissist can be extremely exhausting, frustrating, and painful. Narcissists really have no self-control, so it's you who have to be very intentional about what you say and do in order to keep peace in your safety. You can do this, and we're going to get through it together. Thank you so much for joining me. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or on your favorite podcasting app. And if you know someone who can benefit from the information covered, please feel free to share. Resources mentioned in this episode are listed in the show notes. I'm Carmen Sakurai, and until next time, choose you. Do it for yourself and for all of us, because our world is a better place for having you in it. Love and God bless.